السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته وهو السميع العليم. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. إلى نهاية هذه الآية لما قال الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصديقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. قال My dear brothers and sisters, mothers and elders, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to be human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us and made us and chose us to be from the best of His creation. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed He has created human beings in the best of the forms and the best of the shapes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed human beings as khulafa ala al-ard, right? But in order to have that title as a human being, you have to fulfill certain criterion. And that criterion is defined to us and given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the prophets alayhim salatu wassalam. Starting from Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has definitely, by making us human being, given us the ability to think, the ability to rationalize, the ability to differentiate good and bad, right? The ability to understand morality behind certain things using our rationale. For example, any human being who is not corrupted or perverted in his nature, right, will automatically come to the conclusion, hopefully so, that lying is bad, cheating is bad. If you want to take a step further, murder, killing is bad, right? You don't necessarily need a revelation to tell someone that taking another human being's life is bad, right? There are certain things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has given us, He has bestowed upon us what we call aql, right? Rationale. Through that, we're able to come to these conclusions that there are things which are good and bad. We can differentiate, right? So that defines some sense of morality that we can come to conclusion of using our rationale. We can say that, oh, I know this is good and I know this is bad using my aql. But there are other things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has started through the ahadith that human beings don't have the ability to define morality in those things because they don't know the ultimate consequence of that action. So in order to make it easy for human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined the best form of morality and the best form of life and the way it should be led through the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Quran and Sunnah came and clarified, and the Sharia came to every nation that Allah sent. He gave them the Sharia, the guidance that was needed for that knowledge, which was super rational. You can't really understand whether what I feel right now, this feeling of mine, I want to do this, I feel like doing this. I think this is okay because I'm not really harming anybody. It is my feeling, it is my want, it is my desire, it is my passion. I'm not hurting anybody. This is what I want to do. It's my life. So how do we know whether that's right or wrong? You have to have a way to know that. Let's say you come with an argument and you say, you know what? These kind of things should be just left for people to choose. Should be just left on their feelings. Everyone should define morality in every action of their life, depending on how they feel. Will that be an objective approach? Let me give you an example. Everyone in their one household, they're, let's say, 4, 5, 6 people. They're the father and mother, they're the same, right? Probably children born from father and mother. Do you guys agree on anything? Most likely not, right? The husband and wife, most of the time, 90% of the time, they don't agree. MashaAllah. Right? That's the reality of human beings. Siblings, they don't agree with each other. They're siblings. Right? So as human beings, we don't agree with each other all the time. We don't see eye to eye because that's how we are. We might, in many things we do, alhamdulillah, because of which we're able to coexist and live together in harmony many times. But there are many times in which we don't agree. Right? Especially when it comes to what you're feeling, what you want to do. You don't necessarily agree with your peers all the time. So if everybody wants to define what morality is, what's good and what's bad and what I should do, what I should not do, you know, what is moral and what is immoral, you know, what is halal and what is haram, and everybody decides that it should be left to my feelings, then what will happen? Everyone will have their own religion. Yes or no? That'll be the conclusion of that everybody will have their own morality. And when everyone has their own morality and there is no law and order to put everyone together, then that is anarchy and chaos. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want that. That is not why we are here for, to create anarchy and chaos. That is not our purpose as human beings. Our purpose as human beings is to eliminate anarchy and chaos. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrun nas man yanfa'un nas." The best of the people, the best of the person is that person who benefits others. SubhanAllah. So when you create anarchy and chaos, you're not benefiting anybody. You're harming everybody. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for these kind of things, has given us clear, crystal clear guidance in the Quran and Sunnah. Crystal clear guidance. How do you understand, for instance, we're coming very close to a month, which we all know. How do you understand genders? How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20. How many? Right? I feel I want to be like a penguin. So I identify as a penguin. What do you guys think? It's like ridiculous, right? Sounds absurd. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "Inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum." Allah is saying that, O human beings, we have created you in pairs. Who created us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope I'm addressing a body of Muslims. And if we call ourselves Muslims, we believe that our creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. And he is the one who has given us a code of life. And he is telling us, the creator of everything that we know and that we don't know, that I have created you in pairs of males and females. Done. And then shu'uban wa qaba'ila, and we have put you in different tribes and nations and given you different languages and so on and so forth. So when it comes to something like, let's say, language, difference in languages, or difference in tribes, difference in races, and difference in temperaments, Allah created that. So that you may know one another, so that you are forbearing and patient with one another. Well, when it comes to gender, there's only two. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah says that the one who is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because there is going to be in everything, there are anomalies. Right? Naturally, in everything, there are anomalies. There will be a few percentage of people in the world who will be born, may Allah protect all of us and our children, say ameen, without the ability to hear. There will be a few percentage of people who will be born without the ability to see. There might be others who might not have the ability to walk, and so on and so forth. And there might be others who have the ability to, you know, that their hormones are in an imbalance. But that is less than 1% or 2% of the world, naturally. Why? Because when you see something that is imperfect, then you appreciate the perfect. Yes or no? When you see something that is not complete, and you see something complete, then you appreciate the complete. Then you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has given you. You can only appreciate eyesight when you know there is loss of eyesight. You can only appreciate the ability to hear when you know there's loss of hearing. And so on and so forth. So that is why there are anomalies that are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the rest of humanity at large, the general consensus of the people, can appreciate what Allah has given to them. And everyone has a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests everyone in different ways. That's why Allah says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Right after that, because there are going to be anomalies. And you are going to be tested in different ways. You might be from that 1% of people of that human being. That doesn't mean you're not a human. It doesn't take away from your humanness. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that doing such and such in such a way in the bedroom or whatever is wrong, is haram, it's haram. Done. There's no discussion about it. There's no reinterpretation of the Quran and Sunnah. Khalas. That is it. So we have to understand that. And we have to teach it to our children that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and how He has created it, and make them appreciate the khaliqiyah, the ability to create from nothingness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if you don't talk to your children about this, someone else is. Someone else is going to, and they are. Starting from elementary school all the way to high school and college and so on and so forth. So you can't just assume that, if you want to live in this country, you can't assume that this month that we're about to go into doesn't exist. You can't just close your eyes like an ostrich does and, you know, just put it down and, you know, just imagine that there's no predator behind you. That's foolishness. You have to prepare. You have to take it head on sometimes. And you have to teach your children what Allah is telling us in the Quran and Sunnah about being a human being, about being a Muslim. What are our values? And along with that, it is extremely important that we as Muslims, when we came, wherever we go, we have covenants. We have a covenant of living in this country that we are not going to cause chaos. So whenever you disagree, you have to disagree in an amicable manner. You can't just go and hate somebody. You can't commit hate crimes and hurt other people and ridicule other people and so on and so forth. That's also un-Islamic. You should also not do that. We cannot do that as Muslims. Even though Allah says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا, that the Sharia from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been completed and fortified and sealed. And it is sidq and adl. It is complete truth. And it is justice beyond our comprehension. Sometimes as human beings, we can't understand full justice. We can't understand certainty the way it needs to be understood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can, because He is the Khaliq of kulli shay. Right? Because, you know, let me give you an example. We as human beings, we're looking at, you know, imagine, you know, there's a movie, right? And in that movie, there's 1,000 frames per second. We're watching a certain frame right now, and it seems that this person is, you know, in that particular frame, in that moment, it seems that, you know, there's imagine there was a fire or something, and this person is going to be destroyed because of that. But, you know, if you look, let's say the person who's looking at all the frames of the movie, he sees that because of this fire, forest fire, or this fire which, you know, has destroyed his forest or his farm, there's going to be better land and more fertile land or whatever. I'm just giving an example. So when you see the entire picture that he's going to be in a better place afterwards, then you'll be like, okay, I understand why the fire happened in the first place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing all the frames of existence in the same time. Allah knows everything. We don't. So we should not try to rationalize or understand what we cannot with our puny brains. What we see, I say, is what we see. Imagine there's a door. And in that door, you want to see what's on the other side of that door, and the door is closed. And you're seeing, the only way you can see what's on the other side of the door is through the keyhole. Through the what? The keyhole. And when you see through the keyhole, you see, oh, subhanAllah, there's a beautiful, a room over there. I see something nice set up. But actually, on the other side, there's complete destruction. There's probably a fire. But can you see that? Through the keyhole? Probably not. You'll only see that restricted view. Why? Because we are restricted. Our lives are short. Our aql, our rationality is limited. Our knowledge is limited. Everything about us is limited. Hence, we're limited. So we cannot define morality when we don't know the unlimited about everything in our lives. So we have to go and accept the morality given to us by the Quran and Sunnah. And we have to teach this morality and teach it to our children to stand up for what they believe in. And do it in an amicable manner. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom to be able to stand up to what is wrong, to be able to stand up against what we are not supposed to do as Muslims, what we are not supposed to believe in as Muslims, and to be able to not follow that path of misguidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll have a few minutes for sunnah.